We're in Hilchas Yontif, we're in Siman Tov Tzadi Zayin, we're up to Siv Gimel, we will be doing Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Afilu Sofik Tzeda Oser. What is this? The halacha is that something that got trapped on Yontif is Oser for use on Yontif. The simple reason is that it's Muktza. Meaning you had this wild animal there, or an animal, and it walked into your trap on Yontif. This animal was not yours, it was not your food. And it got trapped on Yontif itself, so you're not allowed to eat it on Yontif. Says the Mechaber, afilu safik tzeda aser. Even something that's a safik. I walk into my, I have this trap set up. I go over to it on Yontif and I find an animal there, and I don't really know if the animal walked into it on Erev Yontif or he walked into it on Yontif. The halach is safik is aser. Kagon, mitzudos chaya dogim va'ofos. You have a trap in which you trap chayas, fish, or birds. So you prusos me'erev yontif. They were set up before yontif. Ulamachra motzi behem. And then tomorrow on yontif you find an animal in them. Asurim. The halach is that it is aser. The only exception is elim kein yadua shenitzoldu mibod yom. Unless I know for a fact that they were trapped by day. V'motza ha'metzudis makulkolus me'erev yontif b'yadua mishme'erev yontif nitzoldu. And if erev yontif I passed by and realized that the trap was not in its original position, I could tell that an animal must have already been caught in it. Although I did not really get to look to see if there's an animal trapped in there, I can assume that it was. And therefore, the halachi is that there, the animal is not considered mukta. Now, why is it, the poskim asked the kasha, why is this halacha true? We're dealing with something that is asur midrabanan altogether. The issur of using something that was outside of my realm is asur midrabanan. If that's the case, why don't we say savig drabanan lakula? The answer is, this is a dover sheyeshlo matirin. This is something where, the way Rashi explains it, why use it now when I have a suffik iser? Wait until afterwards when there will no longer be any sveikas whatsoever. Chazal did not allow you to rely on suffik, as on sveika derabanan, when you have the ability to use that same object. You don't really lose anything by waiting for another time, in this case, after yontif. So in the Shaar HaTzion, he speculates, what's the halach if the animal won't last till after Yontif? If it'll be miskalkel, did Chazal nevertheless make a special gzera here? Or do we say that the general rules of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin do not include something where you can't wait for after Yontif because it's going to get ruined? Lamaisa, he seems to be maker where the animal will get totally ruined. Meaning, if it won't be as good as a freshly caught animal, but it'll be all right. There he's telling you to be machmir, but in a case where it'll just be useless if you wait until after yontif, there he's allowing you to be mekel. Now the halachi is that it is muktza; you're not allowed to move it until after yontif. If you have a Shabbos and yontif, then you'll have to wait until after Shabbos and yontif, or yontif and Shabbos. In the case of 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you'll also have to wait. With regard to 2 days yontif, we're going to see that afterwards. But 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long day. You're not allowed to use it right after the second, until after the second day of Rosh Hashanah, even though you know that the animal was trapped on the first day, or you're not even sure if it was trapped on the first day. Now, after yontif, the halachi is that it is mutter immediately. There's no isser of ad b'chdei sheye oseh. The halacha is that if a non-Jew went and did malacha for you on Shabbos, on Yontif, you're not allowed to make use of it immediately after Shabbos and Yontif. You have to wait for Kadesh Yosa, the amount of time it would have taken for it to be gotten after Shabbos or Yontif without it having been done on Shabbos and Yontif. The reason being that there you're going to be tempted, if you see that you gained by being able to use it earlier, you'll be tempted to ask him to do malacha for you on Shabbos or Yontif in order that you have earlier use of it right after Shabbos and Yontif. Here we're not talking about a non-Jew doing malacha. Here the animal got trapped all by itself. When nobody did a malacha, what's the gzera? You're going to tell an animal to trap itself. Since this is not someone that would listen to you, there's no gzeira of ad bechdei sheyaseh, and it is mutter to make use of immediately after Shabbos or Yontif. Siv dalet, safik muhan mutter biyontif sheni mishum dehev svek sveka. If you have a safik muhan, we're not sure when did it get trapped, before or after Yontif. On Yontif sheni, the halach is that it is mutter. The reason why it's mutter on Yontif Sheni is because we have a full-fledged Svek Sveka. Suffolk, was this trapped on Erev Yontif or on Yontif? Even on Yontif, it's only Yontif Sheni after all, and Yontif Sheni itself is a Sveka de Yoma. So that's a Svek Sveka. Even though this is a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin, we are holding that a Svek Sveka Gomur is mutter even in a Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. So where is it that we're machmer in a Svek Sveka? That's only where you're dealing with a suffix that then got mixed up, so that you're left with a suffix, and I don't really know which one it is, a suffix, but guf, a suffix, but tarovis. But when you're dealing with a real Svek Sveka, of was this animal trapped on Yontif, there it's mutter. Now, there are machmirin against the Shita of the Machaber, because they hold that Bizman Hazeh, no one really has a Sveka de Yoma. The reason why you keep Yontif Sheni is because of Minag Avoseim B'Yodeim. Chazal were mitakin that one has to keep Yontif Sheni. We no longer give it a halacha of Suffolk to make a Svek Sveka. La halacha, we are machmir for them unless it is there's going to be a big hefsid. Sifhei. Im Sochar Amas Hamayim Bechnisa Uviyitzia Ne'erev Yontif. What happens if you have a stream of water and you went and you plugged it, you stopped it, you built a dam on either end of it, an Erev Yontif? Mutar Likach Mimena Dogim B'Yontif. You're allowed to go and take fish from it on Yontif. Da'avalei Nitzodin Va'omdin. Because they are Ki'ilu, they're already trapped. They can't go very far. You went and plugged either side of it. Me'achar, the Ramah says, Amas Hamayim Yitzarev En Mi'cholom Lihishamed. Because this Amas Hamayim is narrow, unlike the Biberin. This is narrow, and there's no place for the fish to go, so they're considered already caught. Now, this is all good for the Malach of Tzeda. What's with the Din of Muktzah? So the Poskim say that when you go and seal it at either end, that's considered a hachana. It's as if you're saying, I want these fish. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings something in that we're going to see later. The halacha is as follows. What happens if on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontif, someone looks at this stream of fish and says, you know, I am going to eat any fish I want to from here. I could eat all of them if I really want to. There the halacha is that on Yontif, he can choose whatever fish he wants. If he gets a fish and doesn't like it, he can throw it right back and wait till he gets the one he wants. Whereas, what happens if the person told himself, you know, tomorrow I'm going to choose two fish from here. There the halacha is that when he catches a fish, should he decide that this is not a fish he wants, he can't throw it back. Because if he throws it back, he's saying this is not one of those fish that he planned on choosing. So it turns out that at the time he caught it, he actually picked up a fish that was not minamuchan. So Chazal do not allow you to go take something that's eino minamuchan on Yontif. It's a tircha she'ena tzricha and so on. So the halacha would be that if you decided beforehand, I'm going to eat all the fish here, or I could eat all the fish here, take whatever you want, return whatever you want. Whereas, if beforehand you said, I'm going to take a few fish from here, whatever you take, those have to be the ones that you're going to use. You can take some and put others back. Now, further, what did it say here? That the Amas Hamayim, the stream, is when it's plugged, is very narrow. So, Lamaisa, what is the shear? So the Bach is Koveya, a shear of 6 tvachim. 6 tvachim on Amma, more than that is considered too wide. With regard to the length, there is no shear whatsoever. Can you go and use trapping equipment? Could you go take a little net and pick up the fish? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmir and not use a net, so that you shouldn't do it in the derech that you do it during the weekday. However, there are some who say that that's only referring to a stream that is outside. If you're dealing with some kind of enclosed box, if you're dealing with your own little or big fish tank, there the halacha is that mi'ikar adin you're even allowed to use a net. Mishnah Berurah then talks about the case of a well, where a person before Shabbos put a fish into his local well, before Yontif, so he'll have it on Yontif. So he says a well is considered mechuber. And therefore you should not be using a net. You'll have to take it out by hand. How about a bore? If you have a deep pit and you threw the fish in there before Yantif, the halacha is there, the Chazal were not matriach you to actually climb down and take it out by hand. There you're allowed to throw a net down and take it out.